step forward tonight? Yeah,
because the things that were talked about over the last couple of days, I thought the players handled really well. You know, the piece of adversity, and there's going to be some, whether it's a goal or a stretch of time or you're killing penalties and you lose the momentum of the game. Yeah, I really did. The tell for me isn't always what happens on the ice. It's how they're dealing with each other on the bench. You know, how wired into the game they are, into the, not just about, you know, being positive or being supportive, being wired into and talking about the specifics of what's happening on the ice. And that was really good on the bench. And it wasn't just the, you know, the always Ladd, Wheeler, and Stewart. It was the whole bench talking about things. And that's when you know your team's connected and into the game. And that was as good as it's been all year and as good as it was at any point last year. The bench was good and wired tonight.
Jacob Trouba seemed to be all over the ice tonight, making hits, drawing penalties. What did you see from his
So
game?
For me, Jake's built like his first few games, and I think he'd admit weren't necessarily the level that we expect from him, and he's gotten better and better. Started with the Nashville hit, right? It was Nashville. He threw a hit along the far wall. It was a solid check, and I think he got his physicality into his game first, and now he's back skating the way we remember him skating, so that confidence starts to come with him. Very pleased with the progress that he's made since the start of the year.
I wanted to get your thoughts on Lowry's first goal as well. It looks like the team didn't realize it was his.
No, we thought it was from the bench and then looked up and it looked like it might have been Frohl. It's hard to tell on that. Yeah, because the puck sat at center ice. Nobody went over to get it. Usually they're diving for it, right, for the new guy. But good for him. His two games at center and have been really strong. But you don't want a young player to go too long his first year not scoring, because then they really start to believe it, you know, I'll wait, you know, it'll happen for me later. Now you get a taste that you can score, confidence grows. So it's really important for those guys to get something early in the season so they feel like they can produce.
Paul, I know it's only one game, but this is an organization that needs that inner push. You get two guys into the lineup tonight, yep. They contribute. What does that do going forward? Even though it's one game, to just get, now you got two guys that didn't play tonight,
right,
have to be better.
And right, and I talked with, you know, all that whole group, you know, Party and Peluso. There wasn't anything. There was no video to show them that this is the reason that you're coming out. Mistakes that they were making, but the new guys come in, and not in quietly. Right, they're on the bench and they're wired. And those other guys know now there are two players sitting out that could easily go into the next game. So a win is important. And normally I don't say, you know, you don't make your lineup based on wins and losses, except when you win a game like this and the bench is right and the room's right going into the game, then those guys deserve to be in there again. So that creates a bit of that competition, but it should be a good competition.
Not easy to do, to just come in after sitting up five and contribute.
Yeah, I mean, and Grant was good tonight. Like it was a pretty impressive step in my point from his exhibition schedule, and that was kind of my first look at him. That was a different player we saw out there tonight. Confident, physical. You know, the shot to the net, we aren't getting a lot of those, so you can't just say that's a lucky shot. We're not getting a lot of pucks to the net that are finding their way in. So he it's something he can do. Some guys can do that, but I'm more impressed with the physicality and then what he did with the puck in our end of the ice. Those were the things that I think that we were hoping to see earlier hadn't, but get on him. He looked like a real, real good defenseman tonight.
Tell the rookie not to take the vet's goal away? Or
no, I mean, you know what was good is that they were chirping each other a little on the bench too, which is, you got to have that. You know, it was a good bench tonight. It was as good a bench as I've seen in a long, long time. And it was under pressure. I mean, there's pressure here, and certainly we all felt it going into the game. I thought early that our hands weren't easy for us. There was some offense that we missed, just, you know, a little tight. And then, I think that felt that carried the whole game. I thought we lost less some offense there. That when things are easy and they're clicking in terms of your hands, we'll put more in.
What did you think of the looks he got when you moved Dustin up front on the power play?
Yeah, I like that. I like the structure. I also think we're not getting enough from our back end up front, so he's keyed on at the blue line in the shooting lanes, especially when he's running the wide side on a 1-3-1. You know, when he's on the back door looking for the seam play or the one-timer there. playing him in some ways the way teams play Ovechkin off that side. He's just not getting that look anymore. And there can't be much daylight when you're standing behind him. I mean, he's a big body at the front of the net. And it also trains the other four guys to understand that's where the puck's got to go. You know, the big man's in front of the net. Let's get it to him. I liked it.
Thanks, folks.